KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, if you haven't done it yet, go to the KLYT website and find out more about the Weekend to Remember. It's coming up in February. It happens, you know, it's every year at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya. But if you go to our website and just scroll down a little bit on the homepage, you'll come to the events. Or at the top of the page, just click on events, and it'll take you to the page where again, there's a lot of events. But go find out more about the upcoming Weekend to Remember with Family Life, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 6th through the 8th. And if you have an event, if you have something you want the community to be aware of and come out and participate in, send us the details. You can do that on our website as well on that events page. Go to klyt.fm and you can let us know about events like what's coming up on January 22nd here at Calvary Church Albuquerque in the Plex. And there's a campus map for Calvary Church on the website at calvarynm.church right there on the homepage. But if you're someone who does or is looking to minister to at-risk boys and girls, this is a place you need to be next Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Plex at Calvary Church Albuquerque. In studio with us, with Love NM, Clay Schroff is here. We're going to connect with another ministry veteran, I should say, in just a moment. But Clay, any more details you want to share about what's happening on the 22nd?
You know, we have an opportunity where we are bringing in just two giants in their field. And Stephen Ramirez is a giant in that area in Colorado, where he brings in the community, the churches, for the good of at-risk youth, really, truly helping prepare them to send them out into the world. And it's really hard to shine light in that area. It's a hard, you know, me and my wife have done it for 20 some years, and it's hard. Yeah. And these people have it perfected, where he's a master at bringing the community together and then pouring into them. And we're just really excited. And we actually have him coming down to speak to Children, Youth, and Family, where we have almost 100 children, youth, and family workers, and we're meeting on the 23rd. But he's been kind enough to come in a day early, and we're opening it up to the church community so that we can shine a light in those dark areas and help equip our workers to do the same here.
All right. Well, with that, I want to welcome Stephen Ramirez onto ABQ Connect. Stephen founded Shiloh House in Colorado. Oh, man, I think you've got to be, what, coming up on 40 years now, Stephen?
Yes, it's been 40 years.
Wow.
It's gone by fast. I guess it's long.
Life is a vapor, my friend. Maranatha, come, yes, Jesus, come. What was your inspiration for starting up Shiloh House?
Well, I never intended to start up a program for youth. My intention was to go in the military and be a chaplain and work with young people there. But the Lord had his way, changed the direction that we were going, and we started a program. We worked for another agency in Denver, and we started working there, and we got so big, we developed their program. And we were traveling all over the state, and we said, we can't continue to do that with our family. So we asked if we could break off and start our own. And we did, and the Lord just blessed us from that point on. What was interesting is that we never went out to seek on the business or try to do promotion. The Lord just brought the work to us, and the job that we were doing, the word got out, and people kept coming to us saying, can you do one more? Can you do this one? Can you open this program? Can you provide these services? And so when you put things in God's hands, hold on, because he's going to take off. And that's what's exciting, because you never know what the Lord's going to open up for you.
Yeah, and is it... It's important that we remain open to His will in our lives, and that you know, when we that we recognize the things that He has planned for us. But, you know, as you share some of that story, what pops in mind is anyone who's been around Calvary any length of time has heard it, you know, where God guides, God provides. And it sounds like He's done a work there. And, you know, and I would encourage people to go to the website, by the way, shilohhouse.org. Shiloh's S-H-I-L-O-H house. So double H is in the middle there. shilohhouse.org. And actually, I was telling you off the air, your team's done a fantastic job telling your story online on the website. Just click on About Us or go to Our Story and the timeline of what's happened there. And I know you provided a place for these at-risk youth. And eventually the ministry grew into where you were really ministering to the whole family. Can you share some of that?
At first, we just started working with the traumatized youth and youth that needed support because they didn't have a support system. But we started to find out that we did the work. We had the kids prepared and ready, and then we sent them back out. But there was no other support system for them when they went back home. So then they fell apart and came back into the system. So what we thought, let's add that extra support so when the youth go back home, then they have something that continues to work with them. And so we started working with the families and the youth at the home and expanded from there. So then we didn't see those youth come back into the system. So yeah, it just took off from that point.
So what I'm hearing is one way to really reduce the recidivism rate is to involve more than the person being served and ministered to due to trauma, but to minister and prepare the entire family.
Oh, so true. And you know, it doesn't take a lot, but you have to make an effort to put yourself in that position with the family and get involved with their environment. So you're not an outsider. You're part of that system where they accept you. And then it takes off from there.
Hey, Stephen, we didn't really, pre-go over questions, and I may be bushwhacking you here, but let me ask you this. What is the biggest misunderstanding about ministering to kids coming from trauma?
There's a fear factor, and we see that in our churches. There's a fear factor that these kids are coming in and they're going to plunder the neighborhood. And they're youth, they're kids. They just need to have someone step in there and listen to them and help them and guide them and love them. But we put up our walls because we're scared of them. But once you tear that down, my gosh, the world's opening up for them, and you could see how God moves in their lives, and it didn't take a lot of effort.
Yeah, so
we got to cross our own barrier.
I guess what I want to do is encourage people that are considering working with at-risk youth or youth coming from trauma, that this is something they can do, and they're not the first in it. You know, this certainly hasn't, it's not your first rodeo, Stephen. You've done it a little while, and when you come to Albuquerque on January 22nd in the Plex at Calvary Church Albuquerque, 1:00, it'll be opportunity for those who work with youth, those who want to work with youth, to really, I mean, here's a well source of information, you know, and some of that is because of your willingness to give your heart to the Lord and let Him do a work in you, Stephen. You know, and some of it is just kind of making your way through the years. You know, you get a few gray hairs, and all of a sudden people want to, you know, hopefully listen to what you have to say, and I hope that is the case on Thursday the 22nd.
You know, Steve and Stever, since we got two Steves on, you know what I do want our listeners to really take a look at is all of our kids today are truly at risk.
Yeah.
They live in a society where the knowledge that the speakers that we have coming into this, it's for our everyday kids. I know having kids in our home, and you know, we've had a lot in and out, but if you've ever done foster care and adoption, you suddenly realize that the kids that came out of the worst environments that can be just imagined are the same issues and problems that most of our kids are facing today.
Yeah, amen. I'll amen that. Hey, we're actually out of time, but Stephen, before we let you go, I do want to throw it back to you in case there's really anything else you wanted to say to the listener that's considering coming to hear what you have to say on Thursday the 22nd. What would you tell them?
Well, come prepared for your heart to be open. God gave us a commission. And we need to capitalize on that commission and go forward and conquer the land that we have. And two, he gave you the city of Albuquerque. And so we need to capitalize on that. Let's take that battle to Satan, not let him come to us.
Yeah.
So we need to go forward and conquer.
All right. So I guess with that, we should include, spend some time going through Ephesians chapter 6 and praying for that armor, because if we're going to do the work of the Lord, the enemy isn't going to be pleased with it. As you said, Stephen, I will echo that. Be prepared. But, brother, I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face, God willing, next Thursday. Appreciate your time with us today. Yeah, we'll have to do this again and get an update, even when you're not here, on the ministry at Shiloh House.
I sure will love that.
All right, Shiloh House.
Hard to see you guys next week.
All right, brother. ShilohHouse.org is where to go. Clay, thanks for being here. Luke, I want to mention Luke and Tayshawn. These guys that you know, they've been kind of quiet. Tayshawn's our engineer, and Luke is your administrative assistant.
He is.
And the guys that are on the team and doing the work, appreciate what you guys are doing. And we have more for you coming right after the break on ABQ Connect.